big infrastructure projects typically are one of those places where you know the government really does have a big role and the private sector has a big role, and it's sort of not a place for citizen volunteerism at the larger scale. I think there's a real role for civic and local planning. New York City is very actively planned down to the local level and community board level. I ran the storm recovery activity for the state for 2 years after Hurricane Sandy. We got a $5 billion block grant from the federal government, which I was in charge of. We spent about $600 million of that on a community program that picked 100 communities that were most damaged by Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Irene, and Lee, gave them a bunch of technical assistance, and had them plan their own mini infrastructure projects in their communities that would protect from future floods. And it was fantastic. It really got people involved. These are small-scale things. But it got communities at the very local level involved in understanding what climate change means, what it means to protect against, you know, natural disasters, and also drew on them for their local knowledge. While a community may not be capable of figuring out whether the Tappan Zee Bridge needs to be replaced, they do know that, you know, this particular road floods every time it rains, and that's something that the government people often don't know. We tapped that knowledge and ended up with a list of hundreds and hundreds of very local projects that are now being built out.